Hello, my name is Della Kopp with CPA.com. Welcome to the 2020 Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Joel Vacayo, the Channel Account Executive of Rippling. Hi, Joel, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Della. Thank you for asking.
Well, thanks for joining us. Could you share a little bit about yourself and Rippling, please?
Absolutely. So I joined Rippling in April of this year, 2020. Prior to that, I was leading a tax and bookkeeping franchise out of the U.S. And a little before that, I was a regional sales director with Xero, so the local cloud accounting technology. So I've been in the accounting world for quite some time now, as well as part of the Accounting Salon group that's out there and starting another company called Contabia Line that focuses on accounting entrepreneurs. And I'm really excited about joining Rippling because Rippling has been able to really motivate this third generation of change within the HR and payroll world for small businesses out there, and more focused on the CPA world out there. I'm running or leading with a program that's developing directly for this channel. We're able to focus our attention on everything having to do for employee management's perspective, from the hiring flow through all the different changes in the employee life cycle, and even the offboarding flow and everything in between. So Rippling is really leading the way in this new generation or this third generation of flow of how employees should be managed and taken care of.
One of the things that, and more than one of the things, a couple of the things with the Digital CPA Conference and our community is that it's a setting where everybody comes together and we support each other, we learn from each other, we talk about change management, and especially during this acceleration of change that has taken place during 2020. What's really, really important is the presenters, their knowledge that they bring, their insights, when everybody has conversations around what they've learned and shared their experiences as well. It just brings it more into the what's next now, because we're all really focusing on that as we are coming to 2020 close and looking at 2021. The three areas that we focus on with our conference are driving transformation of practice areas, introducing emerging technologies, and leading innovation and research. So as I mentioned, you know, all of the accounting profession come together and we share practical strategies and applications to look at developing future-ready firms. So Joel, would you share how Rippling would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Such an exciting time to be part of the digital community, more specifically the digital CPA community, because what Rippling is able to offer is a tool, a unique platform, a full employee management platform that takes care of the needs of all your business clients. As you were mentioning, the current state of employees right now, it has been in flux for a couple of months. You know, one of the biggest challenges that businesses out there are dealing with, and they're in line with what their accountant or their CPA they're dealing with, is that employees end up having to either move out of the state or move out of the county or just be more remote based. So there's definitely been a push to the CPA firms out there to even themselves be more remote in terms of their offering for employee opportunities or job roles. And we feel that we've really are positioned amazingly well to fit that need to fit this ever-changing landscape that's out there on the employee side. Because as you think about this remote work experience, many companies don't have like a just switch that they go from traditional to remote workers now, right? It's not that easy. They are dealing with multi-tax jurisdiction when they're possibly have an employee that in two different states within the same time period that has to be tracked, or just generally having employees in multiple states and managing that on top of not just state registrations for themselves as a company, but now really dealing with the payroll information associated to that or the taxation of those employees in the several states and managing that accordingly. Above all that, then you have the different types of employees that they're managing. Maybe some are going from a salaried employees type or a W-2 type to now more contractual basis as they're weaning off or they're working different projects as they're testing out or moving into this remote field. So being able to track all that within one platform is really where we fit in. What we see as the main solution that we're offering is having one single platform that really dictates all the data and where all the data for an employee is stored. So we think of it as the foundation is the employee profile. From this foundation, we're able to modify changes, or as changes occur to the employee, all those changes happen as ripple effects to all the different aspects of an employee's life cycle. So we have our core product having to do with the HR services or the HRS, where you do the onboarding, the task management, the document collections for templates like offer letters or even promotion letters that are being sent out. All that is stored in one place. So as an employee changes or an employee goes through life cycle changes, they get married or get promoted, we're easily able to automate some of those manual tasks that are being done currently. For example, being able to do mid-pay period promotions for those employees, allocating them to the correct department associated to that. And on top of that, being able to provide them hardware management for those employees that are needing to not just work at a desktop where you're located, but rather have a computer or a laptop that's given to them or that they're doing work with, that they can manage it as an administrator, all from the same platform. So as one person either shifts or moves or goes into this more remote environment, they're able to have this full-fledged IT solution to really take care of those needs. But it doesn't stop there with Rippling. We're actually even able to do provisioning where we can, through single sign-on and the SAML opportunities with these applications, each employer for their employees can actually not only give them the laptop, but also already have the applications that they need to be successful in their role, ready to go and signed up for, associated with potentially the departments that they're in. So if I continue to think about the landscape in business, how it's ever changing, how amazing is it for a CPA firm working with a business that has, let's say, over 50 employees or above 100 employees, where they can go as a solution set and really drill in into the client advisory services that I know that's continuing to unfold into our world and drive that transformational change in the practice for their business owners and their client book and say, hey, not only do I have a solution that takes care of your onboarding, templatizing, documentation, checklist, making sure that, you know, we're taking the applicant that's going into your company and going through the entire onboarding flow. Not only are we able to do that, but also be able to manage the payroll process of those employees from start to finish in direct deposit to their companies, being able to track even garnishments or deductions associated with the medical or benefits portion of things. And apart from that payroll now, we're able to offer you the ability to track the employee's technology, the hardware piece of this as inventory tracking for yourself to be able to do that for a more secure atmosphere, but also already embed applications that your employees are going to have or are going to need to be successful in their role. This is a very large opportunity for a CPA firm to really dig down and see the additional revenue streams that could come from this, not just working with companies that have benefits or providing benefits, but rather making sure that they have one platform where they are able to help a small business or a business that they're working with manage everything from one fell swoop.
Which is fabulous that you have a tool available that has so many different opportunities within it, is the best word I can use.
Yeah, and yeah, that's exactly right. It's the opportunities in our world, in the CPA world, in the accounting world, means revenue. That's really what we're looking at. This is a way for you to really establish or continue to grow your revenue streams and your margins for your book of business, because we do have a platform, a full-fledged employee management platform that caters to a lot of these isolated or siloed services or challenges that businesses face. For example, we think, or we estimate, that around 15 or so systems are being used currently for a typical business just to manage employee processing, being able to have templated documents probably stored in a safe file or out of a Word doc, being able to do your applicant tracking with a greenhouse or any other type of applicant tracking system where you're collecting candidate information and then kind of going through the process there, to everything else in between, payroll management, benefits management. So if you are either working with a broker or a company is working with a traditional broker, or they'd like for us as a company to represent them to be their broker, we're able to do that. But also as an administrator that a CPA firm would end up being for a small business, they would have access to all that information all from one platform. So I can not pull reports and see data, not only from the employment hiring phase and from the payroll hiring phase, but also from anything related to benefits, and do a lot of great digging when I'm looking at cost or I'm making some future projections for this business, or just evaluating the departmental costs that each employee has or a potential group of employees have for every single business. That's really the powerful tool that we have, being able to bring in all these isolated or multiple systems that are usually managed from an accounting perspective and house it all within one platform, creating that efficiency model, being able to automate tasks that allows you and frees you up time to spend more sessions with your clients on that are more productive. So you're not just scheduling costs associated per hour on setting things up or grabbing statements and documentation and manually having to do some calculations or manually inputting calculations for a 401k provider that they're being sent to you after their employees are shifting or changing their contributions on a per month basis. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about any of that because all of it can be and potentially should be all housed within the same system.
It's a challenge, and I think that, you know, implementing something that can just hone in everything so that it's all in one compact application simplifies one area of their business for them so that they can focus on, you know, increasing those advisory services to the profession and whatever other departments they might have for their organization. So I like that thought process that I like simplifying.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? Who? I mean, I think continuously we in the accounting business are always trying to automate to a certain degree and create a more efficient flow for our processes, because that not only allows us to work with more clients, but it also allows us to spend more time with our clients on things that are more valuable and that are more human to the aspect. And that's really what differentiates us from everybody else that's out there that can just do the work. And Rippling is really a vehicle that allows CPA firms and accounting firms to do that, to separate themselves and really create more efficiency processes alongside with it. Because as you start thinking about all the manual things that happen, even with something simple, currently, many companies that are promoting somebody, they are just having a conversation with an employee. Maybe they've succeeded. Now they're saying, great, you're going to get promoted. They either have to wait until the next pay period or they're going to have to go backwards and then see prorate that particular amount. Or they're going to then have to update the life insurance policy based on what they have for benefits. And all these are like one email here, three emails there, a calculation here that's done manually. So there's prone to human error, though we're all professionals. We double and triple check, and it just takes time. Whereas within Rippling, making those changes is a matter of a couple of clicks, and everybody that has access to it from an administrative perspective gets that information as needed, and life goes on. I think that's really the valuable aspect of things. As an example, for me coming on board in April, like I mentioned in Rippling, it was so amazing to be able to come and on my first day have a box waiting for me, which was my laptop that I got for work, be able to log in with one user password and one user login and immediately have a console and a dashboard where I can see not only my employment information or my personal information from the company, but also immediately have every single application already set for me to go to click on, rather than finding out 3 months later, why don't you have access to a Guru or to a Gong or to this or to that application? never had to worry about that. Everything's ready to go. So from day one, I can hit the ground running and I can be successful. And I think that's one of those small little things that many business owners already see as like, well, I'm going to onboard somebody and the first 2 weeks is going to be a bunch of training and just making sure that they have everything set up that they need to be successful. And that time greatly reduced in the beginning just sets them up for success for the future as well.
Very true. That is, Rippling has brought forward in regards to the transformation that's occurring this year has definitely been, it appears, a successful implementation for yourself from what I just heard, and you starting with the company in April to, you know, you being excited about the tool and sharing that with anybody who is looking to improve and move forward with what they can do in their business environment. So thank you for sharing that. Did you have any other thoughts you wanted to bring forward today?
Yeah, I'm pretty, one of the pieces that really excites me and the reason I joined Rippling is because Rippling has seen a huge need within the accounting industry, and it's more specifically within the accountant channel. And that's one of the reasons that I was brought on, to be able to continue to help build out this channel and address the needs of accountants. So as we look to continue to build out, we are fashioning not only a program that's going to be dedicated to accountants, but also one that helps guide and steer the usage of this platform as a whole. The projection of where the market is headed, where our industry as a whole, the economy is headed, and the huge need that our businesses are going to have to run leaner. Not every single business is going to be able to come on board with a staff of 10 already handling their HR and their payroll departments, because that's just not doable. But rather being able to consolidate that upfront, whether you're running a business with 2 employees or even up to 1,000, which is generally the range of employees that we work with for each business owner, our platform truly is an employee management platform that allows you and allows the small business to grow within the platform. Why is this so important? Well, because many times through a life cycle of a business, if they're starting out with products that are out there that just handle payroll or just handle employee management or just handle benefits or just handle one or two of those, what ends up happening is after they get through some very critical number counts, maybe 25 employees, generally the 50 employee count, and then when you get to the 500 employee or the 700 employee count, you tend to then look at different options. So through the course of the first, let's say 5 to 7 years for some of those businesses that are ramping up and still growing drastically, you're going to come up with some challenges where you're looking to even transition 1 or 2 times if they're not advised properly or if they haven't been communicated properly from the onset from their trusted advisor, which is usually the CPA and the account that they're working with. In these 4 years, this progression that we've had is what's gotten me excited to join on Rippling, to make sure that I'm just pumped about the next year, 3, 4, 5 years that's coming down the line as we continually grow not only our client base, but more so than anything, our accountant channel, because accountants are the ones that are continuously having to learn new technology, more modern systems, because at the end of the day, we want to know everything that happens. We want to be the first to our businesses that are going out there and sharing with them this new technology or this new way of doing business. We do not want to be the type of accountants or CPAs that are waiting for clients to come to us and tell us about the new technology. We want to introduce it to them.
That's a great way to wrap up this conversation, Joel, is learn more about Rippling and what you have to offer for the profession. So thank you again for joining us in your insights today.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Della.